From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Edward McKinley and Emily Munson are reporting for the Times Union. A bipartisan group of New York officials are calling for an investigation into the allegations of sexual harassment by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, but it is unclear at this point who would conduct that investigation and how insulated it would be from the many tentacles of the Cuomo administration. The calls for an investigation increased Thursday, February 25th, one day after a former aide to the governor published an essay alleging he kissed her without her consent and engaged in a pattern of sexual harassment. The governor's office has denied the charges. Stephen M. Cohen, a longtime aide and Cuomo loyalist, spoke to the media on the governor's behalf Thursday morning as Cuomo remained silent. The governor has not done a press briefing in several days, despite having one on his schedule Wednesday. In his comments, Cohen avoided a detailed response to the claims of former Cuomo aide Lindsay Boylan, who this week alleged that Cuomo had routinely commented on her appearance and touched her arms, back, and legs, once asked her to play strip poker on a private plane, and kissed her without consent in 2018. Cohen said he has known Cuomo for more than 30 years and that his conduct in Cohen's presence has always been, and I quote, appropriate, not that it's always fun-loving and a good time, but it's always been appropriate, and he pushes to get results. And I think those results are obvious to everyone, end quote. Republicans were quick to jump on the Boylan story, calling for an investigation or even Cuomo's resignation, and outside groups and other Democrats began weighing in as well. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who has spoken out for years against workplace sexual harassment and sexual violence, said in a Thursday press call that she had not read Boylan's essay but had seen news reports about it. Gillibrand said, and I quote, "These allegations are serious and deeply concerning, and anyone has a right to come forward to be heard and to have allegations be investigated," end quote. Asked to comment on the matter, Allison Biasotti, spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Charles E. Schumer, said he, and I quote, "has said many times that sexual harassment is never acceptable and must not be tolerated, and that any credible allegation should be thoroughly investigated," end quote. An independent investigation into the allegations could potentially be handled by a special prosecutor, a bipartisan legislative panel, a state attorney general's office, or the Albany County District Attorney's Office. Five Republican state senators, all women, wrote a letter to Attorney General Letitia James late Wednesday saying that Cuomo's alleged actions, and I quote, are not only grossly inappropriate, they are also potentially criminal in nature, end quote. They called for a special prosecutor to investigate the claims. The Attorney General's office has not responded. Read the full story in the Times Union. Natasha Vaughn and Sarah Tapton report for Columbia Green Media that after winter storms across the country delayed shipments of COVID-19 vaccine locally, local counties are back on track. Green County Legislature Chair Pat Linger said, and I quote, "They're basically set back by 1 week because we didn't have any at all last week," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "This week they were able to finish up the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities population today, and we're doing 360 second doses tomorrow and 300 first doses for 1B essential workers and people with comorbidities on Friday," end quote. Likewise, Columbia County received 900 doses this week, and on February 26th, they are giving out first doses to any eligible essential worker. Columbia County Director of Health Jack Mabb said, and I quote, "All the spots for it filled up within about 35 minutes. It's essential workers, and we're reminding everyone who signs up that they have to have some form of proof," teachers, firemen, any essential workers need to have some proof that they are eligible, end quote. So far, Greene County has vaccinated 11.5% of its population with at least one dose, while Columbia County is at 13.8%. Ulster County is at 12%, and County Executive Pat Ryan said, and I quote, "We have about 120,000 of our residents eligible, and each week across the whole county, we're getting somewhere from 1,000 to 2,000 doses, so about 1% each week of supply is received to meet a much bigger demand," end quote. You can find a list of local vaccination locations with links on the WGXC Newsroom page. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The staff at the Hudson Youth Department is receiving restorative justice training in an effort to facilitate conflict resolution and to help others in the city do the same. Outgoing City Youth Director Nick Zako said the training has been in development since 2020 and the program has been growing. The staff is being trained by the Newburgh-based Restorative Center. Restorative justice is a method of addressing social disconnect. The youth department has conducted at least six restorative circles over the past 6 months, Zako said. In both situations, participants were satisfied with the results without police or court involvement. Seiko said, and I quote, "I think that's the heart of it," end quote. Being able to work out issues outside the typical system, which, while they serve a purpose, they're not right for every situation, end quote. Zako said a restorative circle is a facilitated discussion with people who are involved with a specific incident, people who can support them, and people who may have been affected. Circles are facilitated by someone who has been trained in restorative practices. The youth center has turned to restorative circles to address conflict between youth, staff, or both. The process allows everyone to be heard and a solution to be reached instead of imposing disciplinary action. The youth department wants to become a resource for the larger Hudson community and is currently in conversations with the court system, social services, police department, and school district. The goal is for youth staff to train others. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics, the coalition of 21 attorney generals nationwide, led by New York AG Latia James, has been formed to defend state-level measures banning 3D printed guns. The firearms can be manufactured through downloadable materials and a 3D printer in a person's home. New York, in 2019, approved legislation banning 3D guns, and other states have approved similar measures as well. One of the main concerns among policymakers is the guns are essentially untraceable because they do not have serial numbers or other identifiable features. James said, and I quote, "For years, we've been fighting defense-distributed illegal efforts to make dangerous assault weapons more easily accessible to anyone with an internet connection," end quote. The AG said that despite the lawsuits filed and the cease and desist letters sent, Defense Distributed has repeatedly taken steps, and I quote, "to make it easier for criminals and terrorists to get their hands on guns and for anyone to print unregistered, untraceable, and in many cases, undetectable firearms," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.